and battle it by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Monday, January 13th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, just to recap, for those of you listening to the show, the music on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan, based on the radio station. There's two websites and there's two phone apps that make up the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This show, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, live. Repeats on the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. There's a stream player there. You can hit the stream player. And if you missed the first hour today, or maybe the second hour with Missy, you missed that interview? Well, it repeats every 3 hours on the website via the play button. So just figure out 10 to 10:30 she was on. Well, add 3 hours to it. She's going to be back on the website with the play button 3 hours later. Every 3 hours, all day long, till tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, she'll be on from 7 to 7:30. Because today's show repeats tomorrow morning here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Then I'm back live at 9 o'clock for today's show live. In addition, on the website, there's a link up at the top that says podcasts. You can listen on demand anytime you want. So for those of you who work during the day, sorry, trucker, I can't listen. There's no excuse. You can listen anytime you want. All you have to do is go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast, listen on demand. At your leisure, when you want to listen. If you want to listen to Missy, go to Hour 2, Segment 1, of every Monday, and you'll be able to listen to her segment. You want to hear Ian Murphy, Iron Pig, Smokehouses over in Gaylord? Well, just go to Tuesdays, second hour, first half hour, segment one of hour two, and you can listen to Ian Murphy on demand anytime you want. That's what we do that for, so that you can listen on demand. The phone app that is dedicated to this show is TuneIn, capital T, capital I. It's free. Download it. Search for the call letters WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. That's for the show. The website for the radio station is the call letters WCHY, We're Constant Hits of Yesteryear.us. That's the website for the radio station. The phone app for the radio station is Simple Radio. Two words, capital S, capital R. Download Simple Radio and search for the call letters WCHY. Again, we're constant hits of yesteryear. 60s, 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll. That all of those two websites, two phone apps, and the radio station makes up the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So now you know all the ways you can get. If you get outside of our listening area of 97.7, just switch over to the website or one of the apps. You can do it that way as well. Short break. More stories from Lansing. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Government's invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three, looking at more stories and information coming out of Lansing. And it's kind of interesting how they want the bipartisanship They want the bipartisan ship, the boat, to have everybody on board. Kumbaya moment is now happening in Lansing. Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Friday said that she's looking forward to working with the House Republican majority, the new Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. While they still have a slim two-seat majority in the state Senate, it has created a new dynamic. Why? Because everything now will be negotiated with the Republicans in control in the House. And the state Senate really won't have the ability to push their agenda, anything that they wanted to do as Democrats in control of the state Senate. They won't be able to do it because the House won't go along with it. Speaker Matt Hall has already indicated he's not interested in anything the Senate wants to bring over from their chamber. As a matter of fact, some of their bills may just go to government ops and sit there. This is going to create gridlock unless they can work on things that do not have an agenda attached to it. And since Matt Hall and the Republicans appear to be looking at items that are going to make our lives better from a financial standpoint, that's what they're going to do. If the governor's not on board with it, if the state Senate's not on board with it, well, then we're going to blame it on you guys. We're going to put our information out there. If you guys don't want to do it, well, then we will make sure they know about it. What does the House Republicans want to focus on? More money for roads and tax cuts. It's that simple. They're going to be putting forward plans via the upcoming fiscal year 2026 budget. This is going to be very interesting because this budget originates, starts in the House. The governor, who will be giving her State of the State address here soon, will be putting forward her priorities. That's usually the event, the speech. In a joint session of House and Senate, she gives usually late January, early February, when she puts it out there. The Senate responds to what the governor wants and negotiates with the House to come up with their Senate version of their proposed budget. Then they conference. They work together to come to common ground as to what they would be willing to send to the governor from the House and the Senate for her consideration. Her budget, totally different than the House, totally different than the state Senate. Well, guess what? It doesn't really matter because the Republicans are now in control of the House and Matt Hall is making it abundantly clear the way we used to do things is not going to be the way we're going to do it now. As a matter of fact, Jim Runstead, who's running for Michigan chair of the Michigan Republican Party, he said it on the show last Friday. There's not going to be a whole lot for me to do, Randy, because I've been for the last 2 years standing up and attacking the Senate bills. Why? Because they were put up by Democrats. A lot of this insanity is what's given me the ability to stand up and speak against it. But guess what? The insanity is going away. Why? Because now they got to deal with the Republican-controlled House. The insanity is going to go away because the Republican-controlled House will not entertain it, will not vote for it, won't even let it see committee assignments, won't even see the light of day. So as a result, you're wasting your time, guys. We're not going to take your crap up. Not over here in the House. So they got to work together. Because if they don't, what ends up happening? Gridlock. And they have to pass a budget. It's in our Constitution. It's something that is supposed to be done before July 1st. Well, this is already heading on to the middle of January. And guess what? Republicans want tax cuts. They want more money in our pockets, more money in businesses. They want to reduce the revenue coming from income tax, other taxes. And the process appears that it's already starting to show cracks in the Democrat Senate as well as Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office. Pretty interesting little story. As Governor Gretchen Whitmer prepares for the State of the State address, she's already talking about certain items that she's hearing from the Republican House majority. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, in preparing her speech, will be wanting to fix and continue to improve on infrastructure, education, as well as working for working families. Save people money. In the last budget, she was able to push and get funding for free school breakfasts and lunches. Before, it used to just be free lunches. Well, now that's been expanded where the kids can come down to the cafeteria and get a breakfast as well. According to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, that's saving families money that they can put toward other things in their budget. They believe feeding the kids is a good way to get them to feel satisfied, focused, and able to do better in the classroom. Additionally, finally, road funding is a priority. According to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, this is an opportune time for us to come together, both Republicans and Democrats, and finally fix this. Well, the Republicans, in working out a deal with the governor that she obviously is going to take credit for. Why do I say that? It was her campaign slogan in 2018. She ran that slogan again in 2022. She's now in her last 2 years of her governorship. You think it's time, governor, that you finally fix the damn roads? Absolutely. Meanwhile, the Republicans are also looking at other issues. Election integrity reforms. State Representative Brian Postumus is putting forth legislation that he says, if not passed in the House and the Senate, may have to be on the ballot. Proof of U.S. citizenship, as well as photo ID, absolute mandatory requirement to be on the qualified voter files, not registered to vote, on the actual QVFs within each county clerk's office. Well, that's what Vicky ran on for Antrim County, was able to get 62% of the vote of the people countywide as a result. Fixing a lot of things that needed to be fixed immediately, going to be focusing on starting to work with the clerks next month, starting in February. Kind of interesting. One of the vendors for the state voting machines taking her out to lunch on Wednesday. Yeah, kind of interesting. Can't discuss a lot of the details, but it's going to be interesting. Other priorities, getting rid of over-regulations on small businesses. Speaker of the House Matt Hall said on Friday, this will absolutely be a top priority. We have to make it easier for businesses, not more difficult, to do what they want to do in our state. pretty interesting perspective from the new incoming speaker. Not only are House employees, staffers now going to be able to carry guns, firearms, if they're CPL holders in the House business office, but they're also looking at other things. One of the things that they say that needs to be fixed is we have to seriously look at FOIA requests, something that was not able to get through and done during the lame duck. We need the governor, the attorney general, the secretary of state, state reps, and state senators to be able to provide information when requested from the public via Freedom of Information Act requests, said Speaker Hall. I'm extremely disappointed that we were not able to get that done. It will be a priority for us Republicans this year. Again, pretty interesting. Michigan State Police. This is interesting. Talking about transparency, accountability. Two unions representing Michigan State police officers filed a complaint questioning the integrity of the Michigan State Police Department's top brass, alleging they manipulated the appointment process to enrich themselves. In the complaint filed with the State Board of Ethics on behalf of Michigan State Police Troopers Association and the Michigan State Police Command Officers Association, says the two organizations previously raised concerns about the conduct of both Colonel James F. Grady and Lieutenant Colonel Amy Brimacombe, but their superiors took no action. The allegations included Brimacombe is ineligible for the promotion she received under departmental policy, and that Grady improperly deviated from the past practice related to performance pay. The complaint said the two unions received a December 6 response to the original complaint saying both Brimacombe and Grady were listed as unclassified employees who are not governed by the Michigan State Police internal policies relating to performance pay or any deviation from the past practice isn't evidence of any wrongdoing. The response suggests that the appointed personnel are not subject to the same rules and restrictions of other Michigan State Police personnel. The unions, according to the letter to Attorney General Dana Nessel, reads, the steps taken by Colonel Grady and Lieutenant Colonel Brimacombe undoubtedly were taken for their own personal economic gains. Grady was named director in September of 2023, and the Troopers Association has reportedly been in discussions with the governor's office since early April last year. Transparency and accountability. Well, if we had FOIA of the governor's office, we could see that correspondence. This needs to be done. Hopefully Matt Hall and the Republicans can push it. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose